Yo, this is the man with the game plan himself, Kawhi Reynolds. And at this very moment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this story I written about lack of diversity within the NFL. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy. The entertainment and excitement of American football cannot be denied. All of the different aspects of the game, such as interceptions, touchdowns, and fumbles, make for absolutely great plays and crowd reactions. The National Football League, NFL, is one of the most famous professional sport organizations in the country. Throughout the years, the NFL has seen many changes and differences. However, there was one pressing issue that has always caused debate. The NFL is not satisfactory when it comes to diversity with the head coaches of the league. There are currently 32 teams within the NFL. Currently, there are only two black head coaches in the National Football League. Those coaches are Mike Tomlin, who coaches the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Lovie Smith, who coaches the Houston Texans. Lovie Smith was a very recent promotion as well. This past season, two black head coaches were fired from their position. Ron Rivera and Robert Saleh are the only two other colored head coaches in the league. In the year 2003, the Rooney Rule was passed within the NFL. This rule basically requires NFL teams to at least interview minority candidates for positions such as head coach and management as well. So, is the Rooney Rule still being upheld and enforced? One of the coaches that was fired this past season, Brian Flores, who previously coached the Miami Dolphins, filed a lawsuit against the NFL for racial discrimination. In an interview that he was a part of, he explained that he was interviewed by a particular team just to comply with the Rooney Rule and believed that he did not get a real chance with them. He also stated that the Dolphins owner, Steven Ross, offered him $100,000 for each loss the team would get for that particular season. In other words, he was offered payment for intentionally throwing or losing games. When asked during the interview why he felt the need to file this lawsuit, Brian stated simply that we need change. The response may have been simple, but it is a big deal nonetheless. Is the Rooney Rule working or being enforced? I definitely do not think so. Brian Flores is not the only one to get through these racial issues within the league, but he spoke up on it, which is very significant. How can a league have a higher percentage of black players, but very minuscule amount of black or colored head coaches? Aside from the coaches, there are only four other black general managers and zero black owners. It is also very ironic that a couple days after the Brian Flores lawsuit, the Houston Texans promoted Lovie Smith, former NFL head coach and African American, who was an associate coach and defensive coordinator to head coach of that team. The NFL needs to do better. The Rooney Rule needs to be a large factor in the league once again. There is a diversity issue within NFL management and coaching that needs to be addressed and dealt with. I am sure that there are many great candidates for head coaching positions in the NFL. The Brian Flores lawsuit will help to shine light on the racial issues in the league. Change may not happen in a day, but it'll definitely happen once the work is put in. I felt the need to write this story because it is true, actually. I mean, the NFL needs to do better with the diversity issues. Two black head coaches alone out of 32 teams? That's not even close to half. And all that stuff Brian Flores is filing the lawsuits about is crazy. It's crazy. Minorities need to be treated with more respect in the NFL in terms of getting the positions they deserve, or there should be more diversity within these management and head coaching roles. I truly believe so. I have no problem with white coaches or white owners or white general managers. I have no problem with that. You do a good job of what you do, you deserve your position. But I do highly believe that there is a lot of black individuals who could be head coaches, general managers, and possibly even owners as well. I do believe that. The league is made out of at least 58 to 70% black players. So how can a league that has almost mostly black players barely have black head coaches, black GMs, and black owners is mind-boggling to me. But I think that lawsuit I mentioned in the story I wrote would help shed light, as I also wrote, help shed light within the NFL of the racial stuff that happens within the league. Hire some more black head coaches, black owners, black GMs. Give them a chance. At least give them a proper chance. They're deserving of it. I believe so. Most definitely. Thank you guys for listening. Peace out. I'm out.